howdy there, WooBro listeners. We're just plumb excited about Neurosign's new CD recording. It's going to be on August 25th at the Miami Science Museum. It's going to be a rip-roaring, laugh-having, knee-slapping, side-splitting good time. Be sure to buy your tickets at laughstub.com. Just search for Neurosign's.
That's how winning is done.
Yo.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you too.
Okay.
The bro down is over. Let's bro out.
Bro out.
Party people.
Stop. Intro.
Stop.
Oh my goodness. Stop it. You're so. Oh my goodness. You do the gay voice.
I thought that was so funny. We just realized we both have our own different gay voices.
Yes. Gay. My gay guy is that guy is the valley, the fucking. Oh my god. Stop it. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. And
I do the southern gay gentleman where it's like. He's probably a youth minister at some church, and I've been doing this voice for a long time, and what I realize now is
Did you go to a religious school?
I did. There was plenty of gentlemen that spoke exactly like this.
Oh, so that's where you're getting it from. You're drawing from personal experience.
From personal experience, where you're like, is this gentleman? He's from the South, but. This is the gayest voice I've ever heard.
He's a soft-spoken
Southern
gentleman.
There's excellent pronunciation of the S's, always.
Always.
But I realize...
I think that's every gay, no matter what gay part of the region you're from.
I wonder if I could come on here as a character and if people would know it was me.
I think because... I don't know.
Well, I just realized, but
I'm pronouncing the S's.
That's the danger of, as I do a lot of voices.
My black guy tends to kind of go into a black gay guy.
A black gay guy?
Yeah, because I'll go in from the valley and be like, oh my God, stop it. That's so serious. That's so stupid. Stop it. Be serious. Oh my God. And then all of a sudden, I'll be like, well, go girl. Mm. And I'm just like,
You're inside of you right now is a gay black man?
Yeah, well, there's a gay valley guy and a gay thug, and they're like, fucking scissoring each other.
I don't think that's how they do it, but okay.
That's how they do it. That's how women do it. That's not how gay guys.
They
don't make love by scissoring. They don't. That's all That's what I've seen.
They just mash balls together.
Just I never understood why people like that. I'm like, why do you like smushing each other's balls into like that? Seems as if it would hurt.
There's got to be names for that.
Can you imagine?
There's got to be a name
with dudes like that. Shit would hurt. just bang, just balls.
There's
flapping.
There's got to be a name for that.
Balls flapping.
Some urban dictionary.
I think it's called painful.
I think it's
called fucking ouch.
But now that I realize I've been doing that voice a long time, Zach Galifianakis is doing that voice in the campaign. Like that's the voice he does.
Oh, the movie, the campaign. I haven't seen it. Did you watch it?
I haven't seen it. I've been busy.
That's right. Mike is still writing the coattails of the best week ever.
This is becoming the best month ever, bro.
In all fairness. Last week was the best week ever. The week before that, which the podcast was titled Best Week Ever, is you had a very good week because you got the news of what was going to happen the following week.
And then this whole week, man, it's because I'm sure there's some people out there who are kind of in like I'm sure anyone who's out there has ever done extra work.
You've done extra work at work.
No.
Go to your job and you're like, I picked up the garbage when I didn't have to, bitch. I was already signed off.
I put in 16 minutes of overtime.
I was already logged off, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You think I needed to fucking serve that bitch Diet Coke? No.
Yeah.
But I did it anyways because I was still wearing the uniform, motherfucker.
That's right. I have pride in my thing. But the actually being on the cast. They treat you so much nicer.
They actually talk to you.
They talk to you.
Yeah, that's the difference.
They took the time to learn my name. Everyone was like, hey, Mike. It's not that hard. But
yeah,
I'm
sure if it was me there, they'd be like, Larry, Gary, Jerry. Dude.
They go the extra mile.
Fat guy, listen, if you could just calm down.
When I was an extra, your name was background background, come here, background. And then like a herd of people would just walk up. And you'd just be like,
background, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it feels like. But then when your principal, like I was on the cast.
We get it. You're on TV.
But this is a new experience. Thank you. Yeah. Because I've been telling
them. That was great yesterday. Your intro when they brought you up on stage.
Yeah.
You've seen him on Burn Notice. I was like, actually, not yet.
Not yet.
But he will be soon. That's awesome. When I heard that, I was like, oh, that's right. That's so much of a better fucking credit, intro. That's so much of a better credit than I ever have. And I'm the one headlining the show. And I was like, oh. That's right. Is that good when your feature has more fucking head, more as a better intro?
It has nothing to do with comedy.
No, nothing.
Absolutely nothing. There's plenty of TV credits that don't mean I'm going to be good. It's proof. But like, it's like you may have seen him on Burn Notice. Now here's some jokes.
Yeah.
And it's like,
now
what is
here's
one
a dick joke for you?
Yeah.
Bam.
Out the gate, son.
And that's how we roll, son. Original.
Oh my god.
Fucking. Hey, thank you for stopping by and listening. Thank you for listening to What's Up, Bro. I am Nery Sines, and we got Mike, of course, Mike Mercadal's here, and then we got a lovely gay gentleman from Georgia.
Yeah.
He's here.
His name is Charles Southers.
Is that his name?
I don't know.
Well, you haven't come up with a name for.
No, it always. I'm bad at picking character names for when I used to write and stuff like that. So I would just look around the room and I'd be like, and I'd see the first name and I just jam two names together.
Griffin.
Oh, crap.
Crap. Anyways, so thank you guys for checking us out. Having lots of fun. I am very excited. I worked at Marco Island this past weekend.
Yeah.
Last minute, and I got the phone call on Tuesday night, and it was great, man. It was awesome preparation and a headline Sunday night, and it was awesome preparation for this weekend, which is a CD recording, which I'm sure if you've listened so far, you've already heard Mike do the intro. We did have somebody guess.
Yeah, someone guessed the music.
Guessed the music. We actually had two people guess it. You didn't know this because they just sent me the email.
They sent the emails to
last
to,
night.
Oh.
So they sent me, the second person sent the email and guessed it. And I haven't written back to him to let him know, hey, sorry, somebody already won it.
Oh, shit.
But he did say, regardless of whether or not he's going to go, he said, I'm going regardless.
Oh, okay.
And he said somebody I don't know personally. So I felt,
sweet.
I'm like, oh, that's cool. That's very nice of you. So thank you very much. Somebody guessed it. Where was the music from?
The music was from, that's what you hear in the line at Thunder Mountain Railroad,
right,
in Disney World.
Right.
I picked the music that you hear for 3 hours while you're in line for that.
Which is probably why it took people so long to guess it, because they were like, I tuned that music out.
Yeah.
Like, you just learned to
But somebody did. Like, I was impressed. I honestly thought I was going to have to give a hint away. Like,
you did.
I did at the end of the
end of last
stuck
episode.
Around,
if you stuck around, it's kind of like the Avenger movie.
Yeah.
Stick all the way around. And you watch them eat falafel.
Eating the shawarma. But yeah, I threw a hint out. And then so I don't know if the hint got him or not. Maybe he just was like, oh, yeah, that's the Big Thunder Mountain Railroad music.
I don't know why you got into Brian Regan all of a sudden.
What?
You could turn into Brian Regan all of a sudden.
I did?
Yeah. You go, oh, that's the Big Mountain. That's the, oh, okay, Thunder. Like, you got into that voice. You did it. You did that voice. I was like, all right.
Not on purpose. I love that guy. But do you listen to, like, when you listen to podcasts, like, you listen to podcasts of other comics and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Do you
only listen to podcasts of other comics.
Of other comics.
I've never listened to any other podcast that's not. Actually, let me rephrase. Correction, I should say. The only other podcast that I listen to that's not from a comic is the Rich Eisen podcast.
Oh, but that's.
He's really
that's
funny.
That's fun. Yeah.
He's really funny. So, all right, go ahead.
But do you get, like, I've been listening to a lot of, like, I like listening to, like, I was listening to Patrice O'Neill's Mr. P. I've been listening to a lot of that great. A lot lately. Yeah. I've been listening to Patton Oswalt.
Did you listen to, how is he? You got to work with him at Burn Notice.
The
audience can't see it. You guys can't see it, but Mike did one of these things where I go, how is he? And he goes, and he kind of looked, his eyes looked to the right and to the, up and to the right. And he's like, how do I say this nicely? Because he's a fellow comic.
No.
That's the.
I'm preparing because
you're gonna slob on his knob right now.
Yeah, a lot. Well, realistically, whenever you meet, okay, I'm sure. Yeah. At least I had the decency to spit on it first.
Yeah. Inception.
God, I could totally.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
DiCaprio. It sucks when you meet somebody that you really admire, like their art, like their material, what they do, and then they're a dick. This was the opposite of that. He could
this is the
not
exact opposite.
Been.
You hated his work. You thought he was a piece of shit.
No,
before you met him, and then you met him,
you and
then he was
stickler
great.
For syntax. The okay.
I'm the stickler. That's funny. That's funny.
The tables Mike, have turned.
Mike yelled at me last week. He like fucking blew up because I was like, "Hey man, when you tweet,
I'm not proud of
the,
this.
When you tweet the word woo bro, right? Because that's our fucking thing. It's the woo bro podcast." I always put it with a capital W, lowercase u, fucking uppercase B, and then lowercase r o to give the Wu, like Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
And then bro, like two separate words, two separate. And I go, hey, man, how come you always put the W, U, and the B all capitalized? And you fucking pounced on me. You were like, you're the one that fucking does it wrong. Because it is fucking three different words. It's what?
It's an anagram.
It's an anagram. What,
if we, our, it should be wub, but we add the bro.
Yeah.
So it was W-U bro. It's the capital letter. I lost my shit, and that's my OCD. I'm sorry. I have this compulsion where...
And then what did Sunshine say? What did your girlfriend say about your OCD?
She calls it CDO because... and those that the letters are in alphabetical order as they should be.
Exactly.
I have CDO, motherfucker.
This is the shit that I gotta deal with. All right.
This is CDO.
So he's like, so now this motherfucker has the balls, the gall, the fucking gall,
the gall.
This guy says has to be able to look at me with no sense of irony in his fucking voice and go, God, you're such a stickler for the syntax. Like, really? You mother... That's choking on irony. You're fucking choking on irony, you motherfucker. Like, how dare you? Like, that's insane to me.
I just inhaled so much spit.
That's insane to me. Like, all right. Congratulations. You just did. You know what you did? You have become a woman. That's what you have become. Congratulations.
Totally
you have become a woman. You have found a way to flip and turn the tables around.
Oh, my goodness.
And then make me fucking feel like I'm a part. Like, I'm sorry. You're right. I was being a stickler for the syntax. I apologize.
Excuse me. I didn't mean to go out of line. No, but wow, man. I did choke for real.
Yeah, no, but for real.
For real. I'm having trouble breathing. The what we were getting at. Oh, Patton Oswalt. I got it because this is all a new experience for me. Bro, I had a trailer. They gave me a trailer and everything. This shit was fucking ridiculous.
Do they know that you have nothing to put in the trailer?
No, nothing.
Like, what did you take to the fucking trailer? What did you take with you?
They told.
I mean, you were already going to be there for a few days anyways.
Well,
did they give you a PS3?
No, I wish.
You even ask? Did you even think to be like, hey, can I get a PS3?
Look, I'm sure the stars get stuff.
What if there would have been a whole fucking
truck full of PS3s to give away?
And they were like, did you put that in the guy's trailer, Mike's trailer? And they're like, oh, he never even asked for it. I'm sure he's an Xbox guy or something. And then you just like fucking sit in there
somewhere
in your trailer
in the universe,
fucking trying to like figure out ways of jerking off in between takes. You're like, oh, okay, so I don't do this?
I don't need to figure out ways to do that. I am okay.
You're okay with feet.
Inception. Because they gave me a trailer. Realistically, like, you just go where they tell you. My character's name was Driver. It's not like I had like a big character. I'm in like every scene with the bad guy. I'm like the head goon for the bad guy. And so like I got to hang around and all that stuff. And then on the set, they put the principal actors separate from the background. So I got to sit. I was literally sitting with this guy Marcos de la Cruz, who's been in a bunch of stuff. He was the bad guy. And then Patton Oswalt was there. I got to muscle around like and be like a dick to Patton Oswalt the whole time. Like I was like pushing him around and like, you know, like grabbing him by the scruff and like that was the scene. And then after every take, I would straighten his shirt out and I'd be like, hey, I'm sorry, man.
Did you tell him you're a comic?
Yeah, the first day.
You're like, you couldn't even wait.
I couldn't even wait.
Like, hey,
I introduced myself.
Like, hey, I'm Pat. I'm Mike. I'm a comedian. And
I did. I did. I totally did that. I was like, I love you.
All right. So what happened? So you told him.
The first day actually was a lot of like stunt heavy stuff. Like I was tied up on the van. They lit a van on fire. It was crazy. But at one point I get
that shit cray.
That shit cray.
Did you think about that when you were getting lit on fire?
No, at all. Not even a little bit.
That shit cray.
Nope. Nothing like that at all.
Or did you think of Ozzy Osbourne's Crazy Train?
I thought of
that would be more. That would be more.
That's closer. That's closer. Good call. Good
more
call.
More of your alley.
Oh, yeah. Huh? I
know like five rock songs, and the fact that I just mentioned
Crazy Train,
in the sense of this shit cray.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm proud of you. I'm not gonna lie. I'm proud of you.
You know what's funny? Because you just reminded me, and I cut you off, but this is reminding me. We're gonna put a pin in that story. We'll be right back. Yeah, but you just reminded me of the game Song Pop that I got you started on playing.
Yeah, you've ruined me with that game.
Yeah, so I got I don't know if you guys have played this, the listeners, Song Pop, everybody has it. I'm sure I'm not introducing this to everybody.
It's on Android too, probably.
I'm sure it is. But it's a mobile app. It's a mobile game that basically it's
Name That Tune.
Name That Tune is basically it. It's either Name That Tune or Name the Artist of That Tune or whatever.
Yeah.
And you challenge your real life friends. It's like it's like Words with Friends, but with music instead.
Right.
And they give you five songs, and they give you five clips of songs. So it's like a 10-second clip.
And it's not always the hook. It's not always the chorus.
Sometimes it's shit that you're like, oh, come on.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Like it's songs that I know really well, yeah. But they started at a weird point. So it's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is
you ever listen to Hotel California? There's like 7 minutes of nothingness at some point where you're like fucking, where it could be any ambiguous song. You go, what the fuck is this? And then the chorus comes in, you go, oh, this is Hotel. Okay, this is Hotel California.
So it's timed and you compete.
Yeah, it's all timed. So I introduced my tour last week, and then Mike, you know, challenged me and we started playing. And you know what I've noticed is that game is great when you win. But people like Mike, that I'm the first one to tell you, like my expertise in bullshit trivia comes in the form of movies and somewhat comic books, I guess.
You're way more comic book than I am.
Yeah, but I'm not, you know, like whenever I say that, I feel...
And sports, statistics, and sports, stuff like that.
But I'm kind of like a little bit of everything, not too much of anything. So I kind
of
know...
A jack of all trades.
Yeah, well, yes and no, because a jack of all trades would be really good at a lot of things. I know some things about a lot of things.
Right, yeah.
But I don't know a lot about anything. Like, that's my shit. I'm like, oh, okay. And movies would be the one where I guess I know the most about movies.
You're good for conversations at a party where you can then be like, oh, excuse me. And then you walk away.
Well, no. I mean,
you drop knowledge.
But music to me is definitely not my... I mean, I have the category of music soundtrack, and my friend gets so excited. Like, I fucking whooped your ass, Mr. Movie Guy. I'm like, it's not clips of the movie, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's
like,
not lines from a movie.
Yeah,
that would be great.
Shit, write it down, buddy.
I know. I got to make an app. I'm cutting this part out of the podcast so no one steals the idea.
So then my point is, it's really fun when you're winning, or at least when it's competitive.
Yeah.
You know, when it's like, oh, I'm I just stopped playing against Mike. He's like,
basically, that's what he's getting at. He's getting at this. He's like, I don't like
Mike
this.
Has won 9 times. You've like won 3.
I don't like
And
it.
3 of those times you chose Latin music that he doesn't know shit about.
Or modern rap. That's the category I am staying a fucking way from.
Yeah,
I cannot get near that one.
Well, you don't want to play? Forrest Shaw. You don't want to play Forrest Shaw. Forrest Shaw had me 44 to 13 or 15. Like, he was whooping my... And then, to add insult to injury, because you get... After a certain amount of time, you get, like, fictitious coins where you get to buy more categories. This motherfucker buys jazz. And I'm like, you're not winning by enough. Like, that's... Are you serious? Fuck you.
Like you hear, like, one little... Oh, it's Miles Davis.
Yeah,
like,
I was literally picking people whose names I knew. Miles Davis? No, that's not Miles Davis. All right. Billie Holiday? That's not Billie... All right. Who knew that?
What's the name of this song? Jazz Improv Session 1987, 6894. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about?
In C. You're like, okay. In C sharp. We're like, all right, whatever. I'm good. Like, it's fucking insane. And I just said, fuck this game. And I don't, like, I play, there's two people I play now. And I'm like, me and you, we're competitive.
Yeah, you're at the same level.
We're at the same level.
You only play at the same level.
And it's funny because they're really good at certain categories and I'm really good. And then I'm not even really good. I'm just better than them.
Yeah.
Like, I have a friend who's really good at modern music and modern pop and modern hip hop. But you give that guy 90s alternative, that guy eats a fat fucking cock. Like, I don't know. Is this
you're bragging rights about shit that he's too young. It's like, clearly I am smarter about things that are no longer relevant.
No longer relevant that have passed us. Yeah. Yes.
What? You don't know the Gin Blossoms?
Yeah. How do you not know Nirvana? Like, yeah. That's serious shit. Like, how do you not know? Anyways, sorry to go off on a tangent. I don't even know how it popped into my head, but go ahead.
You must be holding that in you. Like, why is Mike
Yeah, is because people send me nudges. Like, hey, by the way, don't forget, I'm whooping your ass. Like, yeah, no, I'm trying to fucking forget. Thanks.
I'm trying to forget.
Like, fuck you.
No, so. But back, like, if you were, the long and short of it, man, I was at some point, I get beat up and not like choked out and thrown onto some buckets. So I was literally upside down on some buckets and Patton's in the back of the van, and I'm hanging upside down. And the first thing I say to him is like, "Hey, Patton, how you doing?"
You're hanging upside down.
I'm like passed out, laying back with my head back. Uh-huh. So he looks upside down to me, and he's sitting there.
He looks like, upside down to me.
Yeah.
From my point of view, he's the one that's upside down.
The whole world was upside down.
He's the one that's upside down.
And so the first thing I said was like, "Hey, Patton, my name's Mike. Pleasure to meet you." And he's like, "Oh, it's nice to meet you too." And I'm like, "I'm a comedian too." And he's like, "Oh," and I was like, "I love your stuff." "Oh," and cut. And then I had to go, like, we were just in the background talking shit.
Right.
So the first thing I said to him was, "Hey, it's nice to meet you. I like your shit. I'm a comic." And then later on, apropos of nothing, he comes up to me and he's like, "Hey, so how long have you been doing comedy?" He was so nice that I thought, like, it was fake at the beginning. Like, he was just being like super friendly,
being polite.
Yeah. Then after, he's just hanging out. I was talking comic books with Pat Oswalt.
Yeah.
I lost my shit. Like, literally.
See, that's the guy that you don't want to get into that conversation. No. Like, I'm the one that could
I got it. And then I steered the conversation towards like
the movies or the comics.
Yeah. And other things.
That's like when it did. That's like, yeah, I love that comic book. Like, have you seen The Avengers? Did you see that movie that a billion other people have seen?
Like in The Avengers. And I was like, but it was really nice. And Bruce Campbell, you know, from Army of Darkness and, you know,
from Burn Notice?
Yeah, from Burn Notice. But Bruce Campbell was like one of these my favorite. Actually, he was on a show called Jack of All Trades. That's fucking funny to me only. Yes. There's
one other person out there who goes, "Oh my God, that's so funny."
But Evil Dead and all these movies where, like, they're like.
I never saw Evil Dead.
But Bruce Campbell's a star of those movies. He's like got his cult following. So him and Patton Oswalt were like nerding out and doing goofy shit. And I was watching it like a little kid, like with my sitting Indian style on the floor, like, "Tell me more," like just watching it, enjoying the shit out of just hanging out there. It was so surreal. And it was not a letdown. Like they were genuinely just nice people. And Patton Oswalt took a picture with me and said goodbye.
Oh yeah, and this guy, he put a fake article of Patton Oswalt.
Yeah, yeah. They were bombing each other on Twitter and talking shit about it. It was just it was just adorable. And I was just so happy to be a part of it. Like I was I'm involved in this. It's so it was one of the coolest experiences.
Was it surreal?
Surreal.
Surreal.
I could not.
How surreal? So surreal. That was just a
real moment. Like, see, that's like we both do it. But yeah, it was actually. I'll leave it alone. I'll stop talking about it. It was cool as fuck. They picked me up for an extra day. I'm gonna make a nice chunk of money. It was just the best experience to be my first principal role. Like, it's not like anybody was being an asshole. No one treated me like crap. The food was awesome. Like the craft services. They had lobster one day. Like I was just. It was just fucking insane. Like it was just such a good, amazing experience. It was just so great.
That's good. I'm glad. You know, Sylvester Stallone had the exact opposite situation when he was in a movie and he was playing a bit like the
he producer. Was doing like a bit part.
Like,
or something?
He was doing like a bit part. It was a small part, but it was a part nonetheless. And it was like it wasn't like an extra or anything. No, he said the producer came in and kind of looked at him and goes, "We couldn't get anybody better." Like, right in fucking front of him.
Right in his face.
Right in his
not
face.
Joking
right
in any way.
Like, not joking anyway. And he's like, "Who's this guy?" And he just treated him like shit. And And at one point, he was grabbing a sandwich. He goes, "Hey, man, don't even bother. You're not going to be here much longer. Don't even bother getting food." Like, he fucking turned.
Wow.
He was like, "Are you fucking..." And Stallone was like, "Are you fucking serious with me? Are you being real right now?" Like, this is before Stallone was Stallone, obviously, clearly. He's a nobody, but he's a human being.
Yeah, he's a person.
And this is what I heard, and he said this on the Actor Studio. He said, "That's why from now on, I make sure at my movie sets, everybody eats."
Yeah.
Everybody. I don't care what role you have in a movie. I don't care if you're going to be on camera or behind camera. I don't care if you're getting the coffee for the people who are, you're going to eat. Everybody eats in my movies. And I was like, wow, that's like, that moment made a difference in his life that he goes, fuck you. When, like that from now on.
You want to know, and I have such a newfound respect for, because when you're an extra, you think everybody's an asshole. Like, they're just treat you like shit because you don't really matter. Like, you're just back, you're human furniture is what it is.
All right.
So then, so now, like, being a little more around it, seeing everything that goes into making these shows, I have such a newfound respect from the guys that build the sets. Like, so whenever you heard about the, okay, so what, like when the writer's strike happened,
right,
and all these shows fell out of production, a show will employ hundreds of people to build the sets, to do something. And it was just like, I found myself just, they wrapped me halfway through my last day. Like, it was like a half day. And I just kind of hung around talking to the people and just kind of like, they let me hang around and wait for Patton so I could get a picture with him. But I was just talking shit and everybody was just like, yeah, this is what we do. And I wasn't, you know, like, they're jaded by it already. Like, that's right. Their job. Like, if somebody like plops down dead right next to me, I don't really freak out because I, you know, that's my job. But so the same thing can be said for them. I was just like, man, this, what you guys do is cool. I mean, this is awesome what you guys are doing.
And
it finally took them like a second to where one of the guys was like, yeah, I mean, it is kind of cool. It's pretty cool. I gave like,
my job is a shit, isn't it?
Yeah. Like, and he was just the guy that built, the guy that took care of the cars. Oh shit. I almost crashed. The first day they had me drive a van, I almost fucking destroyed their camera. Like, I almost crashed into the dolly track where the camera was on.
Were you supposed to be driving?
Yes, because
I'm... No, but like, real driving, not like TV driving where somebody else is driving and they're filming you in the steering wheel.
Of course, they wanted it to look as accurate as possible, and I was the driver. That was my character's name.
Right.
And they parked.
So excited. You almost jizzed right there. Like, yeah, take
it
easy.
I was that, but like, I was supposed to drive. And then so the first day, they're like, okay, Mike, so we're going to have you pull here, do it with some speed, cut it to the right, and then go into this parking space so you hit your mark. And I'm like, because you have to park perfect. Like, otherwise the cameras are out of alignment.
Right.
So the dolly track was right next to the van. This is a big van I'd never driven before, so I don't know the dimensions. And they're like, okay, action.
You so gave the woman's excuse.
Like, yeah.
It's not my use of this truck. Yeah. It's so big. I can't handle it.
It is the biggest truck I've ever driven.
I just noticed that my woman and my
gay guy
are exactly the same person.
They're very, very close. Exactly. More S's on the gay guy.
Yeah.
So they're like, action. I slam on the gas. I cut it to the right. I come within millimeters of running over the camera. And everyone's like, ah, car, 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 car. And they pull. They're like, Mike, come here. Stop. Mike, come here. And I'm like, oh, shit, they're going to fire me. I'm going to fucking get kicked out of this fucking set. I'm going to fucking, oh, my God. They have me sitting like on a bucket in between the driver's seat and the passenger seat. And then the stunt guy drives the thing. To my credit, it took him 3 tries to do it. But so it wasn't an easy thing. But so then the next.
This doesn't seem as if they should allow any actor to try this.
What?
Once.
Yeah.
Not even once.
It was.
Like, you're like, hit it, turn, hit it with speed, turn, and brake.
Yeah.
And then park the car. Like, wait a minute. That.
You
all in one action?
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking insane? Like, do you know how I drive normally on the street? Like, I don't drive.
I don't do this.
I'm not from Hialeah, motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't
roll. You see how I fucking put a local joke in the fucking podcast?
Local references.
Whoop, whoop.
Down on Main Street. Am I right?
Oh, man. I love this. Any town USA we live in.
Yeah.
I hate when I'm listening to podcasts. That's the one thing I fucking hate is when I'm listening to podcasts and they throw, like, they have a whole, the people on the podcast will have a whole conversation, an entire, like, 5-6 minutes on local references where you go, I don't know. Like, oh, yeah. And then you turn left at Santa Monica Boulevard and you go, I'm like, I don't fucking know what you're talking about. This wasn't in the tour the one time I went to L.A.
So,
like, are you fucking kidding me?
So the irony is going to drip from the ceiling again.
Yeah.
Because we spent 10 minutes last episode talking about Palace 18.
But,
and
however, we gave the disclaimer of, we all know that movie theater. That's
okay.
Fucking, we all said that.
Yes, we justified
that.
Yeah, but for, we justified, were deep
inside. No, but it doesn't matter. But even then, we're not talking about, like, when we talked about the discussion, like, oh, the movie theater,
right.
The Palace was the first one to have stadium seating, and then we went to such a place.
I know, which, just fucking.
All right, exactly.
I'm just fucking.
Fucking CDO, motherfucker.
But, okay, so then the next day, they had a truck, hold on, and they were like, okay, Mike, we're just going to have you drive into this parking space. I've never been so fucking nervous to pull into a parking space. I literally was standing there like, okay, it's this parking space next to this tree. So you got to pull just right into this space, right? Ready? And when we call action, just go. Well, I'm there waiting for them to call action. My hands were shaking. I was there like, oh, okay. So I just got to pull in the parking space. Okay. All right. Okay. I just got to straight over there. All right. Is it getting hot in here? Is it getting hot? I felt like Will Ferrell in Talladega Nights where he's like, the fire! It's the invisible fire! I got to get out of this. But, and then finally I did it. Action! My hands were shaking. I fucking park it. It's so stupid. But then after that, I was like, oh my God. Like I felt this sense of relief. Like I didn't run over anybody. And it was just like, I was never so nervous to fucking park a car. I fucking flipped out on the guy. Even the guy that played the bad guy was like, hey, man, calm down.
The bad guy was telling you, like, hey, man, take it easy.
Take it easy, man. It's all right. It's okay. It's okay. Cool. It's all right. And I'm like,
I can't. Are you from New York? You don't know how to drive? What's going on?
It was just such a weird thing where then every time they put me behind the wheel, I was like, oh, here I go. And then afterwards, they were like, that was way better than the first day. They said that to you? Yeah.
That's so funny.
They were giving me shit.
That's so funny.
It was awesome.
Good times, man.
Good times, man. It was really good. And I hope I get to do it again.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks, man.
On a sadder note, today, I don't know, breaking news.
We're recording Monday.
So if you're listening to us on Woobro Wednesday, happy Wednesday. But we're recording Monday. I'm breaking news. Earlier this morning, I was woken up with. I woke up and I was checking my Twitter as I always do, and I saw that Tony Scott, fucking killed himself, dude.
And the way they described the way he jumped off a bridge. Yeah, he just jumped off a bridge.
Which I mean, if a director's gonna kill himself,
that's a dramatic way to do it.
Fucking dramatic way to do it. Like I really thought it was a joke. I'm like, nah. And then a guy that tweeted it, Billy Corbin, he's like, he doesn't put out like prank shit. I'm like.
Yeah,
he's a filmmaker. He's a fellow filmmaker, so he would never put out, you know what I mean? Something like, but I'm like,
yeah, it says here, I'm reading an article from the New York Times. It says, well,
nobody knows that publication. Stop throwing local references
out there. Officials opened a suicide investigation, of course. We know that he jumped from a bridge 200 feet in height. It was reported that several people witnessed him jump.
Yeah, and they found a letter in his car.
In his car. First of all, he was... Suicide note. The way they describe it, he just pulled up in his Prius.
Has there ever been like a suicide thesis?
I always hear
suicide note and suicide letter. Like, I never hear... Like a suicide novel. Yeah, is there a suicide, like, you know...
Like, you have to read through the whole thing.
Suicide short story? Like, who done it at the end?
Yeah. It was me! It was me the whole time!
I threw the off my bridge. Oh, yeah.
But he parked his Prius, he hopped a fence,
Do you think he killed himself because he had a Prius?
I was going to say, after a certain amount of time, he's like, well, I've driven this Prius enough. Time to die.
My carbon fingerprint has been erased.
The only way I can be more green is if I die and become fertilizer.
And become part of the fish food.
Yeah.
Here I go.
But it was really creepy. I was reading it, and it was really creepy the way they described it. He parked his car, got out, hopped a fence, and he jumped off it with no hesitation.
No hesitation, they said. They kept saying that. No hesitation.
Like, he just ran. Like he knew...
But that's how directors are. Directors are very like, I know what I want.
I wonder.
No, but they know. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing about I watch enough documentaries and shit and behind the scenes about directors that they go, the best directors. And they ask this to every actor and inside the actor studio. Like, the best director is the one that knows what he wants. Like, that's the one. The one that knows, this is how I want the shot. But it's open to other people's point of view. But they still say, this is the shot I want. Now, if you want to talk to me about it, we could talk and we could be open. And maybe you could change my mind. But I know how I want it. As of right now, I know how I want it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And then it's just like,
this is how I want to do it. Park my Prius, hop a fence, jump, and die.
Dude, he had two twin boys, man. Well, young sons.
This is where I'm going to be. It really was sad. Because it says he was also reported to have spoken recently with Tom Cruise about developing a sequel to Top Gun.
Yeah.
Now I'm pissed.
Yeah. You see, because even on his IMDb, like this morning I looked up his IMDb and I was like, oh shit, because we're going to do a Tony Scott Mountain today. This is like I knew. As fucked up as it is, I was like, thank God he did it today because we could do a fucking talk about the podcast. I really didn't think about that. I'm really just adding that for comedic effect. But in real life, I was like, let me check his IMDb. And then it said Top Gun 2, ? You know where it puts And it puts ? I'm
like, pre-production or something.
I was like, I don't think there's any question mark about that.
Now that question has been answered.
Yeah.
Because, man, he's got That's a tough mountain, actually.
I think it's a tough mountain for a couple movies, but he's made one of my all-time favorite movies.
You're talking about him being in movies that he directed.
Yeah, directed, not okay. produced, because him and his brother produced quite a lot of shit.
A lot of movies,
yeah. And they write a lot and whatever.
Yeah.
But as director, he directed one of my all-time favorite movies. And not in Top Gun, not to say that Top Gun wasn't great. And yes, yeah, he directed Top Gun. And yes, Top Gun definitely goes on the mountain. I don't think it's, you know. But he directed Men on Fire.
Yeah, I have
that poster in my house, framed in my house. Like,
yeah,
I love that movie. That movie's probably one of my top five. Like, it's insane how much I appreciate that movie.
That movie is fucking great.
Yeah, I love that movie. I saw it on a cruise. I saw it in the movie theater, but then I saw it on a cruise. And if you've ever been to on a cruise, the way they play movies,
it's just on a loop.
On a loop. And you get to a point where every time you walk in, even if it's for like 20 minutes while you're getting dressed to go and do the next activity,
yeah,
you go, all right, I fucking get it. You're playing Milo and Otis. Holy shit.
Can I see Rango?
Seriously.
Jesus.
So that's the way I saw. And every time I would watch a 20-minute clip here and there, I would always get pissed because they edit it. They don't, yeah. You know what I mean? They don't edit the bad words per se, but they edit certain scenes, like the scene when he cut off the guy's fingers, when he taped.
Yeah, there's certain specific things that you can't show on international waters.
I don't understand why you can't show somebody who has their hands duct taped to the steering wheel, get their fingers chopped off, and then put the fucking lighter, the car cigarette lighter on top to cauterize the blood. Why can't you fucking show that?
Did they show
But you could show Miley Cyrus?
Yeah. Both is
doing anything
equally disturbing. Yeah, they're both equally disturbing.
God,
fucking Miley Cyrus. One of my friends tweeted out. I was like, "Oh my god, did you see Miley Cyrus cut her hair?" And I'm like, "The correct answer to this question is who gives a shit."
Yeah, did you see? The correct answer is Miley Cyrus cut her hair. Did anybody see?
Because
we don't give a fuck.
Who gives a shit?
So
we're going to do the mountain?
Yeah, do the mountain run.
All right. So do you want me to go first?
You go first.
All right. So I didn't know we were going to do this. So I'm just kind of thinking, looking through. Top Gun, number one with a bullet. That's my fucking favorite.
That's your number one?
That's my number one.
Your number one.
Yeah.
Is it because it's chronologically number one, or is it number one as far as...
You had your favorite movies. I don't have a favorite movie, but Top Gun's close to number one. Like, it's top five. At least.
See, how do you not have a favorite movie? And you get, can you give me a top five favorite movies of all time?
I don't know. I said
favorite, not best. It has to be favorite.
It changes as I see other movies or read.
You can never be a director, man.
No,
you are most fucking. It depends. You are about to start, and then you go, but it changes.
It changes.
You gave me the fucking disclaimer that it made me go. I don't want to hear your fucking list if you're going to give the disclaimer of, it changes.
No.
It's fucking movies. We all know it changes. There could be another movie coming up next year that you haven't seen yet that's going to blow your fucking mind.
So if we were just...
Right now!
Five movies, right now. These are my favorite movies, no particular order.
Jesus. Another disclaimer. How many disclaimers have you given this list?
No particular order.
As of right now.
I'm just spitting out five
for
movies.
For the moment.
The first five movies
off the top of my head. Haven't thought about this.
The first five movies...
More disclaimers, please.
...that I could think of are... Top Gun, The Princess Bride, Scott Pilgrim versus the World, The Avengers, and fifth one that I go back to, Clerks.
What?
Clerks, the Kevin Smith movie.
God, Jesus.
Yeah. Those are five of my favorites that I will go back and watch repeatedly over and over again. And I'm leaving out a bunch that are rushing to my mind as we speak, but... those are like five of like movies that I like. I think a lot of the genres are well represented there.
Okay.
So, Top Gun.
You don't have a comedy, by the way.
Huh?
You don't have a comedy unless you consider Scott Pilgrim a comedy, which
kind of
you shouldn't.
It's funny. I love that movie. You can talk shit about it.
I love that movie. We've talked shit.
We've talked
about it. I've talked shit.
We've talked plenty of shits.
You've told me that you hated the guy.
What guy?
The fucking
Michael Cera. I don't like, but I love that movie.
It's weird.
Yeah. Top Gun is one of my favorite movies. It's one of my favorites. And if it's going to be on the Tony Scott
Would
mountain.
You be able to give me a top five of worst movies of all time? The Woat.
Worst of all time?
Yeah.
Dungeons and Dragons, I walked out of.
Okay. Very solid choice, man.
Solid choice.
You're starting off very well.
Marlon Wayans.
We may not agree on what the top five are.
Yeah.
But the bottom five, we are so far so good. That, I haven't even seen that movie in its entirety, and I never paid to go see the movie theater, but I remember it was actually on a cruise, as a matter of fact, now that I talk about it. I was actually on a cruise, and I saw 15 minutes, and I go, we're done. We're good. I don't need to ever watch this.
It's fucking horrible.
I probably saw like half an hour of it, and I was like, I'm good.
There's a bunch of like... there's a bunch of video game movies that are terrible.
Doesn't matter. Just give me the worst.
I can't think of bad. Like, I don't really focus like that. Like, if there's no movie that bad, you
go, what's the fucking worst
movie? I've never sat through. Like, I won't watch it. Like, I'll just be like, nah, this movie sucks. I've never been forced to sit through an entire shitty movie. Like,
you've
I'll
never
get
had
up and
a long term relationship.
Yeah, but usually I'm pretty good about picking stuff or like not
watching. You don't let her pick it. You fucking
Neanderthal. Sure, she picked the girl. The girls I've dated have good taste in movies. Either that or if it's something that I really like.
I watched this movie called Home Fries with Drew Barrymore.
I've heard
and
of
Luke
it.
Wilson.
I've heard of it.
And
worst movie?
It's
Woped.
Top five. Well, nice. Another one is Call Girl, a Spike Lee joint.
Is that?
Spike Lee movie. It's a movie called Call Girl. I saw this movie in the movie theater. In Palace 18.
And you paid money to see this.
I don't know if I paid money because back in the day I would sneak into it.
I would see multiple.
So I don't really recall. I know I saw it in the movie theater, but I can't. And I don't think I could have because I think I was too young for them to sell me a ticket. So right, I'm pretty sure I snuck into this movie. Call Girl. It's about a girl that starts being a sex phone operator. And she doesn't go into that. She's an actress. She's just looking for work and looking for jobs. She starts being a sex phone operator back when they had sex phone operators before you could download porn onto your phone.
Yeah.
And she was really good at it because she was an actress. She was really good at it. And then she moved up the ranks of
Isn't this movie called Girl 6?
Didn't I just say that?
You said Call Girl.
No, I thought it was Girl 6. Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking Girl 6, and I was thinking about a way to explain it. So I thought I said Girl 6.
No.
This is Girl 6.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now I'm with you. I've seen part of, again, never the whole thing. Anything I've seen of it is garbage.
Well,
is
like, I said this when I was, I want to say maybe 15 when I saw this movie. I'll check to see the dates. I'll confirm the dates of when the movie came out. But I said this, you know, 15 years ago when I saw the movie, and I stand by it, that when I'm on my deathbed, I will be cursing Spike Lee for taking 2 hours of my life. Like, whenever I die, I know that
I would be living 2 hours longer.
Like, I would have had two more hours. Like, the only time that's not going to happen, the only way that I'm not going to be, like, you know, like shaking my fist like the old man at Spike Lee as I'm dying is if I'm dying like a burning misery fucking hell where I'm like, I could have had 2 more hours of this type of shit. Like, I don't want 2 more hours of burning.
Yeah.
But if it's in my fucking deathbed where I'm like in you know, in Tempur-Pedic conditions, I'm going to be like, you motherfucker.
You son
stole
from
me, you fucking thief. That was pretty bad. What do we got? Two Dungeons and Dragons. I'd probably put that up there too.
That was terrible.
Double Dragon's really bad.
Double Dragon. Ooh, that was bad.
That was god awful. And it had Alyssa Milano.
I know. Only redeeming factor.
That
for
was
you,
the
I guess.
First movie that I had to step aside and go, I'm sorry, I love you, but this movie is fucking awful. Like, I was at that young stage. Oh, and Street Fighters. Yeah.
Oh, that one. Yeah, Street Fighter's bad.
We just named three video game movies. I think video game movies can make their own category.
Yeah.
In Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
Although, wait, I picked a video game movie for my old school pick this week.
Okay. Well, we'll find that out.
Okay.
Go back to the Tony Scott Mountain.
My Tony Scott Mountain. It is Top Gun, Crimson Tide. I fucking love Crimson Tide.
Hence why you have it in your mountain.
Yes. And I'm torn between, Beverly Hills Cop 2. And I want to put Man on Fire on there, but I also want... Man on Fire is a better movie. Man on Fire.
Then what?
Then the Enemy of the State.
Enemy of the State is a really good movie.
Yeah, I don't want to put True Romance on there because I just saw it. You know what I mean? Like I just saw it.
So what does that mean? I don't want to put it on there because I just saw it.
I don't think it has like Top Gun. I've seen a million times, a literal million times.
I doubt it.
I'm being figurative with my literal.
Probably like
Beverly Hills Cop. I've seen a million times. I love Beverly Hills Cop.
What's the movie that you've seen the most? What movie have you seen the most
that I go back to the most that I think I've seen
that you've seen the most amount of times in your life from completion from beginning to end?
It's probably Princess Bride.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen the movie a bit too.
Yeah. I don't know why. For some reason, once I start that movie, I have to get to the end where Inigo kills the six-fingered guy. Like, I'll start watching and I'll be like, oh, that's one of those remote control is a paperweight movies for me.
All right, my Tony Scott Mountain, and I really do mean this. Rest in peace, man. That guy.
Yeah,
I feel bad not only as a fan of his work, but as a fellow father. Like he had twin boys. Like that's some sad. Like I don't even feel bad for the wife. As fucked up as that is for me to say, and I'm sure, and I'm not saying I don't feel bad for her. I'm saying my mind is with the kids.
You know what's fucked up? He's not going to get any life insurance money.
Yeah. Yeah, he's fucking rich.
He's rich, but who knows what's going on behind the scenes?
Yeah, his brother's rich. He's fine.
I wonder if he did it like that on purpose so that everyone would see him kill himself so that there would not be a life insurance thing. Like he planned it.
I don't know. It's in the letter, man.
Dun, 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 dun. Suspense.
So my Tony Scott Mountain is Men on Fire is... Again, top five favorite movies of all time, in my opinion.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great movie.
So it's phenomenal. Top Gun, Crimson Tide, and Spy Game.
Spy Game, I've never seen. Really? Is that good?
Robert Redford and Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
But that's how good the movie is. Brad Pitt's the secondary. Like, oh, that's right. There's this guy named Brad Pitt. He's also in the film as well.
But is it good?
Yes.
Man.
Excellent.
I got to see that one.
Excellent.
That's on my to watch.
And it's one of those. I don't even want to tell you.
It's just twist ending.
I don't know.
Spoiler alert!
No, it's not that. It's not that. But
I gotta see it.
You know what it is? It's not a twist ending. It's at the end everything comes together.
Yeah,
it's one of it's very close to The Prestige in the sense of bam 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 all the pieces, all the pieces. No, but the thing is that you didn't even know that they were stacking up, and it just. Go, hey, remember when blah, 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 and you go, you motherfucker.
My go-to idea for that, like my go-to example of that kind of movie is The Usual Suspects.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Because
that's
the one where
it's not a surprise ending so much as it is pieces in the puzzle coming together. Everything comes together and they tie it up for you in a nice little bowl type of deal.
Yeah. I like things spelled out for me at the end. Like, and they live.
Well, I just like it to be neat.
Yeah, no, I love it when they do that where they like it makes the movie look so intentional. I hate when you watch a movie and you're like, oh, well, that was nice. When you get to the end of that kind of movie where they put the Usual Suspects or...
So you don't like Inception. We get that.
Uh-huh.
We get that.
Inception to me made me mad.
Like, I really want to watch it again. Like, I liked it the first time, but I didn't understand it.
I watched
it... And I thought I understood it until I heard other people talk about it.
Yes.
So, like... I know what happens and I know what it means.
How do you know?
And I'm like, really?
We watched the same movie?
I thought I kind of got it, but you fucking, you know which movie I fucking hate, loathe, and yet there's one scene in there that is my all-time favorite, is one of my, it's just.
What? This is confusing.
Yes, just like the movie.
Okay.
Mulholland Drive.
I've never seen it.
Stab yourself. Don't ever watch it. But it has
Isn't
one of the
David
best.
Like,
yes,
he's weird. Like he does all this crazy shit.
But there's a difference between hey, this movie's weird. It has you know, meaning behind it. There's symbolism and shit like that. Mm-hmm. There's that, and then there's what the fuck this guy did with Mulholland Drive. Where
Like
this is not only. Like Tarantino is not chronologically in order,
right?
A Tarantino movie,
yeah.
This is like, it's in different dimensions. It's in different worlds.
What?
It's in different like it's just fucking like ridiculous. I've never done a drug, but I can. I have to imagine. Like, there's no way. Like, if somebody came up to me, if somebody that does not know David Fincher or David Fincher himself. Came up to me and goes, I understood that movie. I'd be like, I'm scared of you, sir. Because you are clearly on an immense amount of powerful drugs that makes you that I won't believe that you understood it. But I'll be scared because you think you understood it.
Right, yeah. Like
just a mere
that's
thought
what crazy
of you.
People
yeah,
say.
Like that's crazy
that's
shit.
That's what crazy people say.
Yeah, that's
say.
Crazy
oh,
shit.
Oh, I understand David Fincher movies. All
right. Right. Well, you know what? Sir, if you don't mind, I'm going to roll up my window now.
Yeah.
And I'm going to just...
There's like
just
a weird David Fincher fan running around on this intersection like,
I understood
hey,
it.
I got it.
I understood it.
I totally understood it.
Yeah, so that's I don't know. So that's for me, I was like, we're done. I can't. But in that movie, there's one of the best, best girl-on-girl scenes you would ever fuck. There are people listening to this right now that are like, fucking yes! Yes! That, I'm telling Mike, it is that good. It is so excellent. The fucking girl-on-girl scene. And remember, man, this is when DVDs were brand new. So there was no internet porn yet, man. This was like fucking...
You were so excited.
Like, it was such an excellent scene.
Wow.
You know how... And you know how David Fincher fucks you up from watching that scene whenever you want? Because it couldn't be like, hey, look at me. I'm Original Sin. I'm Chapter 7. Hey, and on the DVD, it couldn't be like, hey, my name is fucking Taking Lives. I'm Chapter 26. Like, no, right? Like, it couldn't be like, hey, I'm fucking Monsters Ball. I'm Chapter 4. No, it can't fucking be like that, right? You know what it has to fucking be like? This guy, you pop in the DVD, he has no chapter selection, Michael.
What a dick.
No chapter selection. And you go, what? No fucking chapter selection.
There's no way.
To get to the fucking middle of the movie, you have to fucking go.
You can't fast forward
No, you have to fast forward.
Like a VHS. Lot.
Yes. And then you can't go fucking too fast because you're past it. But it's like literally, I would say almost more than halfway through the movie. So you can't even, like, you have to go through and you can't rewind the movie backwards. It's not like a VHS. You can't do that. Fucking Fincher, bro. Fuck you in your fucking face. But
you're so
such a great fucking girl on girl scene.
He should be a porn director.
Such a... He's so great. I was like, wow. And it's Naomi Watts. I want to say it's Naomi Watts.
I don't know. I've never seen this movie. I'm so lost in this
movie. Did David Fincher also direct that Requiem for a Dream? Is that his too? Is that a Fincher film? I'm asking.
I don't know. I've never seen that. That one.
I've never seen Requiem for a Dream.
I've romanced that movie so many times.
Yeah, you have to because because the way people talk about it. That's so right.
Yeah.
What?
Only people who've talked to me about Requiem for the Dream are the people who fucking love that movie, like it changed their lives and drugs and things.
Like, that's the problem with me. Like, no, it's Darren Aronofsky.
He's the guy that did The Wrestler, Aronofsky.
Pie. He did Pie.
Pie is one of those movies that is ridiculous, just fucks your brain.
I've done that True Romance that with Pie with so Pie? Often. What? Have you seen Pie? Have I? Shit. Like, that's...
It's about
He did Black Swan. He did Black Swan.
Right. He did
Black Swan. Is dope.
Black Swan is great.
Are you fucking romantic? I
saw that movie in the theater with a girl. And
great girl on girl, right?
That was a great girl on girl too, man. That was really good.
That was a great girl on girl. Not the best.
The best girl on girl.
The best girl on girl belongs to Mulholland Drive. The best girl on girl belongs to the most fucking inconcise, doesn't make sense movie. Like, it's just bananas. I want you to watch it just so you can go, I don't know. And I tried to. I focused and I was like, all right. And I was like 19, 20. So I'm like, all right. Let's fucking
focus. Like you're working out.
Yeah. You're like, all right.
All right. Yeah.
And then you watch the movie and then you go, okay, they were just in a car. Now there's don't understand this. No, there's different camera work. So one time it will be on a dolly where you see a very steady. And then
Is it the same thing, Mike? Never mind.
Nobody knows. The crazy guy
on the intersection. That motherfucker knows.
That guy knows. But then again, he hasn't taken a shower in like 6 years. So at the time, you can't.
He doesn't know how soap works.
Yeah, Requiem for a Dream is a weird movie, but it's a weird movie in the sense of it's very weird, but it's cohesive.
Okay.
And you go, okay, I know what's happening.
Because of the drugs, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I know what's happening. He's tripping.
The guy is tripping.
But the other one, you go, what? How did they end up in this diner? What the fuck is happening?
Yeah. I don't know, man. I like certain movies. I like movies that are weird, but not to the point of being crazy.
I don't like weird for the sake of being weird.
Yeah.
I like weird because this is, like, Requiem for a Dream is a perfect example, and I'm glad I came up with it. Good for you, Neri. nobody else is going to fucking tap my shoulder. Good job. But
it reminds me of this other
movie. Requiem for a Dream is a great example of that because no matter how fucked up it gets and gets very trippy and what's that shit? The colors are very vivid,
bright.
But they become like almost to the point where you can't even see what's happening on the screen type of shit.
Oh, okay.
But they're doing that because they're fucking on heroin.
You know what I mean?
So you go, oh, okay, I understand this is what happens on heroin. And then at the end, you do ass to ass with two girls doing fucking one, two double side, with a double sided dodo. So. That's the actual end of the movie.
Wow. Okay. Spoiler alert.
And that guy goes, ass to ass. That's what made me watch the movie. My friend told me that scene. My friend told me about the end. He goes, bro, at the end, fucking this chick was like Jennifer Connelly. And then this black guy was like, ass to ass. And there's like a bunch of fucking guys watching them fucking put a two-headed fucking. And I was like, okay. And gonna go rent it right now. Yeah, so that's the reason why I watched it.
I you know what? I was going to watch it. Now I'm like, Jennifer Connelly's in that movie? Yeah. Now I have to watch it.
Yeah, Jennifer Connelly.
I love Jennifer
Connelly. I'm not going to tell you who else is in it because it will make you not want to watch it.
No.
So, but Jennifer Connelly's in it. And the person that I'm thinking about, and you'll see them in the first scene, they actually do a very good job in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I can't tell you who it is because you will really not go rent it. You really won't go download it for free on the internet.
I won't waste time and not money. And oh, my goodness. There's another one to go off the rails. So we did our Tony Scott Mountain.
Okay. Let us know what you guys think about Tony Scott.
Yeah, because like
he doesn't have too many films.
He's got
the thing is he's got like maybe I don't remember how many films he has.
He's got a ton of producing credits.
Yeah, yeah,
he's got a million.
But he as a director, he doesn't have too many, but they're all really good.
I don't think there's a bad one on there that I've seen. I've seen almost all of them. And
yeah, except for Spy Game. Seen a bad one. He has 24 movies.
What bad one?
Look, they already updated his IMDb. This morning he had two above Unstoppable.
Oh, shit.
He has you know which one came really close? And I really thought about taking off Spy Game was Deja Vu. I really enjoy Deja Vu.
That's the one where he goes, they have the time machine thing?
It's kind of a time machine, but kind of not.
Oh, I never saw
with Denzel.
It. Yeah, I love Denzel, bro. But I never saw.
And he's been in a bunch of his shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tony, the taking of film 1, 2, 3.
Film 1, 2, 3. Yeah,
yeah, that was really good too. But Deja Vu was really good. It's an excellent movie, man. You never seen Deja Vu?
No, man.
That's my underrated for this week. Deja Vu is such an underrated film.
You're underrated.
Yeah, such an underrated film because it gets the I never saw it. I never paid attention. I never saw it.
What? Like it went under the
radar.
It is
so good, dude. It's fucking great.
It deserves a watch.
Yeah. He shot it very similar to that of Men on Fire.
Okay. That's where that style. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's style.
Very, very similar.
I love Mickey Rourke in Man on Fire.
Yeah.
He was great in that movie. That movie's great. That movie's fucking great.
Christopher Walken was supposed to play Mickey Rourke's part.
Really?
Well, they wanted him to read for it. And he goes, what about the part for the friend? Like, he asked for it. That's what you could do when you're fucking Christopher Walken.
I'm going to be like, I want to be.
The bad movie, I wasn't a fan of the movie Domino.
That one was not as good as the other ones.
Yeah, that I wasn't a big fan of it, even though I would say as a pure action movie.
It was fun. Yeah.
But not a big fan of it. I saw it, and again, shot very similar in her style of Men on Fire.
He fell into his style.
He fell into his style at that movie because before that movie, there was nowhere near.
They were different.
Yeah, Enemy of the State is nowhere near. The movie that I find not good is The Fan.
I know, it's a shame. That movie, I liked it.
I was literally about to talk about this last week, about this movie, The Fan.
The De Niro Mountain?
From the De Niro a few weeks ago. Like, there's no reason why it shouldn't be great.
Yeah.
It has De Niro. It has Wesley Snipes in his prime. Yeah. Like, before he got into Blade.
That was when he was hot.
Yeah, that was before. Well, you know, he was also good at his career, you mean. Not physically.
Thank
you. Because Blade is when he got hot.
Like, yeah.
He fucking worked out. When he stopped paying his taxes. That's what
do the gay did. Voice. Do the gay voice.
So when he stopped paying his taxes, he's like, fuck taxes. Fuck my Uncle Sam.
That's the same. He becomes the bad boy and he becomes more attractive. I get it.
So it has De Niro. It has Wesley Snipes, directed by Tony Scott. There's no reason that it should be anything less than great. And
there's sometimes where
it doesn't hold up.
Yeah.
It does. I saw the movie maybe a year ago, a year and a half ago, and I was like, this is John Leguizamo's in it. Benicio del Toro's in it, dude.
Yeah, oh, and I love that guy.
Dude, there's no reason this movie should be shitty. And I won't even say I think it's shitty, bro.
Yeah.
It just doesn't hold up.
I saw it, and it was one of those.
I was about to say that it's one of those movies that are like, it's like a 5 from like on a 10, which on a Tony Scott resume is even worse.
Yeah, and it's got De Niro, it's
even worse having a movie that's meh than if you had a shitty movie. If you had a shitty movie, then fuck it, you just made a shitty movie. But it's worse. You made a movie that's
People just don't care.
Yeah,
yeah,
and that sucks, just man. But the premise is great. The whole fan premise of going psycho over a baseball fan, over a baseball player and shit like that. But
my honorable mention, if I were to give one, would be to The Last Boy Scout.
Yes,
I love that. Movie's great.
Love
that
I didn't know he directed that movie.
That opening
that was a
scene.
Shocker to me this morning when I IMDb'd it, because I was like, he did The Last Boy Scout. Holy fuck. Yeah.
That opening scene with a football player, where the guy's running down the field and he has a
Billy Blanks.
Yeah. And really? That's him? I didn't know that.
That's Billy Blanks.
And he has a gun.
Bam, sucker.
That was good.
Yeah. And I knew it when I saw the movie, not in the movie theater, but when I saw it on later VHS on. Because I already had seen Billy Blanks on the fucking, like, look at my Thai bowl workouts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I saw the movie again and I was like,
that's him.
That's Billy Blanks.
That's Billy Blanks. What a random. There you go, everybody. Random tidbit info of the day.
Random. We're going to have drops soon. And when we have drops, we're going to have little cues.
We're going to make our own little soundboard.
Random.
but yeah. That's
left field here. Coming out of fucking left field.
You want one of those morning zoo talk show
not
radio
entire,
shows.
You know why? Because I listen to Adam Carolla's show a lot.
Yeah.
And he has drops. And I like drops. Right. But not. Yeah, that no, I don't need that. like movie quotes, like I'm down.
Fart noise.
I'm down with movie quotes.
Yeah,
and I'm down with. I'm not down. You know, I'm down. Like if we had a drop, I would have one. We landed on the moon. Like you know what I mean? I wouldn't do a fucking boing, 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 boing. Like that's all right. Fuck you. Like that's not. You know. So, anyways, but you were saying.
No, that Billy Blanks shoots all those people. Like that, where it's like a gambling
thing.
Yeah,
it's a great scene.
And he goes, blah, blah, fucking shoot. And then he shoots his own head. I remember a scene
the fact that you started describing the gunshots. Blah, 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 blah.
He just starts picking people, like the defenders off. And then when he gets to the touchdown, he scores a touchdown and he says,
ain't life a bitch.
Bah!
And he shoots himself in the head.
Fucking great.
Wouldn't it be weird if he had made a movie where somebody jumps off a bridge? That would have been weird.
Wow.
I don't think he did, though.
Not that I can think of any of those.
Maybe
Enemy
in the State. Did anybody jump off? Somebody jumped off something in Enemy in the State, didn't he? When they were running, after they gave Will Smith the fucking. Yeah. After he gave Will Smith the tape, it's a guy from Everybody Loves, from Earl. From My Name is Earl.
Jason. Oh, no. He jumps. He jumps on a bike off of a ramp.
Right.
Highway
car
thing.
Hits him.
And a bus. Yeah, the bus hits him or some shit. Something.
Very similar. Very close.
But yeah.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
So
we're going to do last week's movies. Did you watch last week's movies?
Last week's movies were Short Circuit and Tombstone.
And Stand By. Did you watch Stand By Me?
This is one where I will admit I didn't watch anything. I didn't watch any.
You were busy. I'll give you, but you have homework now.
I do.
You have to watch Stand By Me. I almost fucking texted you because they were giving the episode of Family Guy where they did three Stephen King movies in one episode, and Stand By Me was one of them.
Shit. I gotta know. I gotta figure out which season.
I thought of you in a scene from Family Guy too. Have you ever seen them when they do a cut scene to the praying mantis? Family?
No.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, I'll show you afterwards. We'll do it.
All
right. So you didn't watch any of them.
I honestly.
Short Circuit 2, I've seen a thousand
times. I've seen it a million times.
So I could testify that. Tombstone was a great movie, phenomenal movie. Do you ever see Wyatt Earp?
That's
because they came out same time.
I remember that. I was just about to say that. I've never seen Wyatt Earp. So Tombstone is.
They
like
said
that
Wyatt Earp was a lot slower.
Yeah.
And it has Kevin Costner, so I don't doubt it. Like they just take long. But when you listen to him, like in the actor studio, he'll tell you he likes character development. He likes people to get to know the character. He goes, that's why my movies run so long. I agree with that, man. Fuck that. I agree with that. I'd rather get to know the character and take a little longer. Just like Dancing with Wolves. It takes you a little longer to get to the character, but then after that, man, that guy fucking fires on all cylinders after that.
Dancing with Wolves is a great movie.
Oh, shit. I just thought about an old school pick. Not that one. Relax.
Uh-oh. I didn't say anything.
Yo, did you watch the roast of Roseanne?
No. I'm telling you, I've literally done nothing, but I was on set the whole time.
Well, I would offer to show it to you now, but you're sleepy.
I am, dude.
Like a baby.
I'm so, dude, I'm running on like 3 hours. Last night, I drove from work to Marco Island back to be at work at 5 a.m. again.
Huh,
so
it's like, I wonder who else did that. Oh, that's right, me. All right, so what's your pick this week?
My pick is Super Mario Brothers.
Such a bad movie.
It is. It's so bad. I wanted to pick that one
came
that
out
I know.
May 20th or May 25th of that year.
Yeah. Why do you know that?
Because I remember going to the movie theater opening day for that movie. And I will tell everybody.
So
and
fucking disappointing.
And it's so god awful.
This is one that to me has become so bad. It's good. Like, I watch it.
I haven't watched it since since my heart was broken as a child.
Yeah.
So
it literally is an example of everything that Hollywood does wrong with video game movies. It is, and they still do it. They still do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I think, you know, as much as great as comic book movies are,
yeah,
they haven't been able to really, I think the only good comic movie was, Mortal Kombat, and it didn't stand the test
video
of time.
Video game movie, you mean?
Video game. I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah.
Scratch that. I think the only good video game movie is Mortal Kombat, and it does not stand the test of time.
No, it doesn't at all. This
but at that time, at that it time, was it was the fucking
it was
best.
Great. You watch it, the first one, not the
yeah,
second
no,
one.
Yeah, no, we're talking about the first. We don't talk about the abomination.
One. Yeah, the second one's terrible.
We don't talk about Mortal Kombat, the abomination.
The abomination. But
I think it's Annihilation. No, it's abomination. Abomination. I said
but,
right.
See, for me now, like you can watch, like I watch Super Mario Brothers as a separate thing. Like I don't consider it part of
yeah, the May 28th.
Yeah,
that's oh, where it came shit, out, dude. It's really close, man.
You were close, but I will tell you right now, like that to me is an old school pick as an example. Because now to me, that shit is hilarious.
Well, I'm just glad you didn't pick The Abyss last week, because that would have been one hell of a fall to go from The Abyss.
Yeah, to go from The Abyss.
Like, that's
Super
one of the movies I couldn't choose.
Yeah,
the week after The Abyss, I was like, I gotta pick something semi good because
Tombstone is great.
Yeah,
Tombstone is great, and I'm just picking one that I was torn. I was torn. I don't know if I want to say it, but I wanted to pick a bad one. I wanted to pick something that I think is bad that I watch because it's fucking awful.
Right.
I wanted to pick and I remembered another movie, but I haven't seen it in years, so I'm gonna watch it again. I'll bring it up next week because I want to talk about it.
Okay, but. So Short Circuit 2 last week. This is I'm kind of alternating between genres now. Like for me, it's a juggling act because my list is really long.
Yeah,
so
you
I'm,
have a
I'm
ton
trying
of stuff.
To go between. Good, cheesy, good. You know what I mean? Like if it's good because it's right, cheesy, right. Great, classic. But then also simultaneously, while choosing amongst that list, that you know that
other stuff keeps popping up.
No. Between choosing within those parameters right. of like 1 week, it'll be a great movie. Another week would be a good movie. Another week would be it's so bad, it's
bad,
good.
It's good. Yeah,
In between doing that
pattern.
I also am trying to go between action, drama, and comedy.
Okay.
So I'm trying to weave. So last week was Short Circuit 2, both good and a comedy.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to go with that.
Although there's some heavy drama when he's leaking battery acid.
Hey, fuck you, man.
That shit is awesome.
I need a hero.
And then he's dressed like a punk, and then he's like a bad boy. Sparks are flying off him. He's racing down the street. That shit is dramatic.
That was great. That was a great. We should have done that for the fucking cut what? Music last week. Which that would have been great. Yeah. I need a hero.
We're doing it this week.
All right. We're going to cut that part out then. We're going to cut the part that we're going to announce.
Yeah.
All right. So this week, I was going to choose this movie, but it's another comedy. So I'm going to alternate now. And I'm going to go with Batteries Not Included.
Oh, you motherfucker. That's on my list.
Is it?
Yes.
That's...
Oh, damn. Damn.
That's
damn,
the first
damn.
One that's on your list. That's the first.
I think so.
This is episode... So. What is it? Episode 34?
34. It's
where at easily we've done probably 25 that have had old school picks.
Yeah.
At first we weren't doing them in the beginning of the podcast. And so the first 25, we've picked 50 movies without...
My email.
Without... What?
I was... That movie is great.
Yeah.
I love that the little things become hamburger makers. They start cooking for the make. You know, they rebuild that whole little diner in the bot. I love that movie.
Yeah.
That movie is great. That movie is heartwarming. With a black guy with a tile. And then the little one.
Oh! This movie is so great. So
I'm getting
great.
Emotional.
So
that
great.
Movie's great.
So great.
It's.
I'm not even gonna lie. I'm not gonna try to front and be like, oh, whatever. I didn't think about that movie. Let me rephrase that. I thought about that movie to put it on my list, but I forgot to put it on my list. Probably, without exaggerating, probably like 3 months, 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They didn't think about it since then. Then, like 2 days ago, they were playing it on HBO.
Oh.
One of the, but not that regular HBO.
Like a right? deep, yeah. the deep cut.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah, that's,
and I'm like,
getting...
that's, it reminded me of 3 months ago when I remembered, when I had thought yeah, about it. And I go, no, I'm putting this shit on, man.
That movie is, it's.
Classic.
Classic, yeah. That classic. Movie is one of those.
And as great as it is, and as great as the reviews are about it, like everybody that's seen it will tell you great things, I still say underrated. Because not everybody has seen it.
Yeah,
that's why I think it's underrated. Because everybody who has seen it, will get like I've never met somebody. I don't think I ever want to meet somebody who says that they don't like this movie. I don't like it.
Oh, what the little alien?
You know what? We're fucking done. Me and you, we're not talking anymore. But everybody who's seen it loves it.
Yeah,
loves it.
Yeah,
but not enough people have seen it that they go, oh, which one's that one? They go, oh, you know. Again, we're talking about younger people. Obviously, my wife is 26. She won't have seen. My wife hasn't seen many movies, but yeah.
Yeah, that one is one where like that should be like recommended viewing.
Ooh, that must be a tough mountain, bro. Spielberg Mountain.
I could do it, but I'd be wrong.
I'd
be wrong. I'd be like saying as I'm saying things, I'd be like, no, this is not.
Would you put Minority Report in that mountain? No, I wouldn't put Minority.
There's so many.
I wouldn't even put Jaws in that mountain. On a personal note, what it meant to cinematic history. Because
Shark Week just passed, and so there was all that shit. And I was reminded about how much Jaws.
You want to do a Spielberg Mountain now, man?
You want to do a Spielberg Mountain? Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go to the pick, the user pick. The user pick actually goes to Josh, who won the tickets.
Yeah, Josh Silverman.
Right. He won the tickets to go see me at the CD recording on my CD recording.
That's right.
This Saturday on the 25th. So if you're listening, you can.
If you're listening on Wilbur Wednesday, it's days away.
All right. So, his pick, phenomenal pick, awesome pick. Love this movie. Bought this movie twice on two different formats. From Dusk Till Dawn.
Wow, strong pick,
Josh.
Way to go, Josh. Yeah. Strong pick.
I was like,
wow.
And I recently thought about that movie too. Not to put it as an old school pick, but I recently thought about the movie because I was watching Once Upon a Time in Mexico.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And it's Salma Hayek and Antonio Banderas. And I just go, oh, yeah. I remember. And I just saw, I was watching a little bit of, they were showing this movie on TV, Banditas.
With her.
With Salma Hayek and Penelope Cruz.
Yeah.
And they were like cowgirls and bank robbers and shit like that. But it's fucking eye candy.
It's super.
Honestly was watching it in the green room of a comedy club where I couldn't hear it very well. I couldn't put it up too high, and I was totally okay with it.
Yeah.
I can't follow the storyline. I was like, nah, I got it. This I understand. Good. I'm good.
Yeah. What's the storyline? Chicks.
They're going to go into the river? Cool. Yeah. That's fine.
They're somehow in skimpy outfits? All right.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. So I thought of, From Dusk Till Dawn. I want to say one of the best listener picks.
Yeah,
we've had, I think, and not saying anything
raising
against the other,
the bar.
Not saying anything against the other user picks. It's just one of these movies where you go, oh, it just hits such a nerve with me because I remember watching this movie and I had no idea what I was in for.
Yeah,
I thought it was gonna be a straight bang up
like shoot 'em up movie.
Yeah, action movie. Had no idea of the vampire twist, so it totally got me off guard.
That movie during my heyday of movie watching, you know, I have my
and
face.
I was like. Asphyxiated on Summer High, dancing with a fucking snake, and then that's when the scene happened when
she turns around,
and then you go,
and then you're like, my boner is now inverted.
No, I'm still jerking off, but it's gonna be weird now,
bro.
Every time I see a vampire get turned on now, I'm like, this is weird. Why is
or a snake?
Why is Bram Stoker fucking?
Like, this is. I was like, you know, how old were we when that movie came out? Like teenage, young.
Yeah.
Yeah, like middle school, high school.
I want to say ninth grade.
Something like that.
Something around those.
That was my peak theater hopping days. Like, I would go to the movies at
96. Junior. No, sophomore.
Sophomore, yes.
I graduated in 99.
Yep.
So I'll be put sophomore year.
So, that was the peak of me theater hopping. We would go to the theater,
we know what theater hopping is, Michael.
But I would be there all day till like midnight. And I remember one day, we're in this movie, and we're in From Dusk Till Dawn, and all of a sudden I feel a hand grab my shoulder, angry. And I thought, oh shit, we got caught. My mom is like, you locked the doors and you didn't leave a key. Oh. So my mom was locked in the house. She scared the shit. She pulled me out of that movie to the point where I literally was genuinely like fucking almost shit my pants in that movie.
Yeah.
That movie, I've seen it about at least 20 times.
I haven't seen it
on cable
often.
And shit.
I haven't seen it that often. I only count a movie when I see it from front to end.
Oh, okay.
I don't count like clips. Like, yeah. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
one. That's another one that the remote goes down.
Front to back. The movie that I've seen the most is most likely Braveheart.
Yeah,
of course. I think I've seen that movie about 50 times easily. Yeah. Like front to back, and that's a long movie to see front to back.
That's a 3-hour movie.
Yeah. So I've seen that movie.
That's a good.
That's a good guess. Yeah. 50. I want to say if I'm short, it's not by a lot. I'm short of that, but I'm not one of these guys where like. For you to say 25 that you've seen from Dust to Dawn from 25 times, I don't think I've ever seen one movie, maybe Gladiator, I've seen 25 times or more. Again, front to back.
I'm not talking front to back. I'm talking about like I've seen it, the end. Yeah. I've seen it end 25 times.
I can't. There's
but
no way I can count.
Josh, that's a fucking strong pick.
Strong pick,
good
Josh.
Pick, good
strong
pick.
And you're the winner of the tickets, so good for you. Did you already get him the tickets?
Huh? I'm going to get him to the tickets at the show.
Does he know that?
I have to contact him. I have to get his email.
Did you tell me to fucking give him? Did you tell me to give you his email?
No. I'm going to get it.
This is the worst promotions department in the history of promotions department.
By promotions department, you mean Mike?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Just like by the research department, I met Neri when naming a podcast something that's already been existed.
Yeah.
Something that's already been existed. Awesome English. That was phenomenal.
My CDO is erupting in my body right now.
That's my Lexism kicking in. My friend Lex from California who types with his elbows. All right, so.
I'm going to have to call. I need a break at this point.
You do?
My bladder is acting up, my friends.
All right, so let's take a break. We're at an hour and 15 minutes in. We're going to take a break and be back for 20 minutes. Let's do it because fucking grown man can't hold his bladder. We'll be right back after these messages. We're back. All right. Welcome to Y100, Z100, WZB, blah, 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 blah. I'm talking like this for no reason.
I'm not doing it.
My wife
walked in. I'm cutting all of this out.
My wife walked in as I'm saying that. She's like, what the fuck? Babe, we've changed the format. Instead of reasonable, logical nerds, the show is now going to be complete asshole radio morning people. You know, like, you loved the morning zoo. Yeah. They're professional dumbasses. They're professional douchebags, is what you're saying. So I'm not good enough to do stupid fucking. All right. Welcome to Dingo in the Morning. Like that.
Arr, arr, arr.
The dingo ate my baby. All right. So we're going to do the Steven Spielberg mountain. We're going to attempt to do. This may be the hardest mount. Oh, fuck, man. I've been dying to say this for the last 3 or 4 episodes.
What?
Remember when I was like, oh, I thought it was a sports movie, but I couldn't fucking remember which one it was, blah, 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 in the sports mountain?
Right.
I couldn't remember. And actually, now that I think about it, it was our listener, the same one who picked From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
He gave me his mountain. He tweeted us his mountain.
Right, right, right.
And the movie that he included in there is Rudy.
Yes.
Which I was like, that is a fucking mountain. So I'm taking off the Hurricane.
Right.
And putting Rudy. Again, Hurricane's a phenomenal movie. Which ones did I have? I had Warrior, Rocky, Did I have
Hurricane and you had changed it. You
did
changed
I put Cinderella it. Man or something?
No, I can't remember which one you put, but you changed it. You changed it.
Rocky. So it was Rocky Balboa, Warrior. Shit, man. I'm drawing a blank. But now, I'm going to go Rocky Balboa, Warrior, Rudy, and I'll still leave in there. The Hurricane, because I really love that movie.
I wish I remembered my original pick. Yeah,
but
I'm telling you that Uber.
We gotta write that down. Don't you write that down in the description?
Not the mountains.
We just talk about how
we talk about the mountains.
All right. So Steven Spielberg mountain.
Fuck, I can't. There's so many.
Only director, not producer.
Only director.
First of all, I want to know: are you gonna put Indiana Jones in the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull?
I'm gonna put it four times.
That's the only movie on my mountain. You know, with all due respect, and I didn't see War Horse.
No, I didn't see it either.
But aside from War Horse, which did get nominated for Academy Award, and The Adventures of Tintin, it's been a while since he's made.
Well, he's been doing other things. Like that's the thing.
No, I'm not talking about as far as time. I'm talking about as far as the project.
Quality,
yeah. No, as far as the projects. Like, okay, I didn't see. Yes, I did see Munich was great. Munich was great. Okay, I take that back. Because Munich was great. War of the Worlds, a bit overrated. I think there was a bit too much hype. It didn't live up to the hype.
It didn't live up to the hype.
That was right after this guy did the Jumping on the Couch. That was when
Tom Cruise did the Jumping on the Couch. There's a lot of. Here's the thing. There's a, to put on a mountain. Like, I love The Terminal.
Yeah,
but I don't know if it goes on a mountain.
Okay,
you want me to go first? Or you want to go first?
Sure, go first. Because then if I say something, you go, I was gonna put that on my mountain.
No, I mean, it's, there's a standard. All right, First of all, Indiana Jones.
Stop giving me the fucking disclaimers.
Indiana Jones. I'm giving you the list. I'm giving you my list. Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Mm-hmm.
That's going on there.
Okay.
That's
the one
with Sean Connery.
Yeah, I agree. That's the best one.
That's my favorite one.
That's the best one. I think Indiana Jones, when you leave the raping, the last one.
Yeah.
The Crystal Skull. When you leave out the raping.
Yeah. It ended on such a good note.
Not only that, but every movie got better than the previous one.
Yeah. I don't like Temple of Doom to me.
It's not as good as Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Kalima.
Come on, man.
I'm not saying I don't like it. I like Raiders, in my opinion, Raiders of the Lost Ark is better than Temple of Doom, but Last Crusade is better than all.
I disagree. But I agree that Temple of Doom is Last Crusade is
Last Crusade. One. Close Encounters.
You know which one I haven't seen? Empire of the Sun.
I haven't seen it either.
And it's supposed to be that great.
Yeah, it won awards, didn't it? I don't know. Okay, so my mountain.
I gotta put that on my Netflix. I'm gonna check my Netflix right now.
My mountain. So Indiana Jones: Last Crusade, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. I love that movie. Bah, bah, bah. Blah, blah. Fuck! Now I want to include that as the break music.
Too late now.
It's too late now.
We already did it. People are listening to this and they're like, "What are you talking about?"
Saving Private Ryan.
That's number one with a bullet to me.
Really?
No pun intended. No pun intended. That is the best Steven Spielberg movie. The only one that gives it a challenge is what people are going to... I don't know what people are going to think, but in all fairness, nothing... I don't think he could ever... I think after that, he kind of slowed down because he was like, I've kind of done it.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Like... This is almost impossible. So I understand, dude.
Anything you say, there's no right answer and there's no wrong
answer.
There's a couple wrong answers.
I will say this. So, Last Crusade, Saving Private Ryan, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Jurassic Park and Catch Me If You Can, honorable mention.
Ugh.
And I'm leaving some big ones off, but for a reason.
Because you think they're...
They don't connect with me as... Okay, so give me your mouth. We'll discuss.
Hold on a second. Hey, Steven, how come you don't fucking do anything on Netflix? How come none of your movies are on Netflix, Steven?
None of Steven Spielberg... That's always the thing. Like, I thought it was going to have everything.
Right. I mean, it's understandable that some movies... I put Steven and he goes, did you mean Steven Wright? I'm like... Great choice, but no, I didn't. And
I
then
he goes,
did you mean Steven Seagal? And you go,
again, pretty good.
Again, solid.
Solid,
but
not, strong choice.
Not at the caliber of Steven
Spielberg. You're doing all right there, Netflix.
You're getting closer to Steven Spielberg.
Yeah, yeah.
But, all right. So my mountain, like I said, I let it the cat out of the bag in a sense of
Saving Private Ryan,
number one. Like that to me, not even close.
Again, Barry Pepper, underrated. Barry Pepper is one of my favorite actors. He's the one that he prays. He's a sniper. I love him. He's great.
I think he kind of plays the same dude in every movie, though. I'm not saying that he's a sniper in every movie. I'm just saying that his personality is the same. That I'm reasonable. I'm just a normal guy, kind of.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then I'll smile and laugh.
Yeah, yeah.
But not too hard or laugh. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, he plays the same fucking character.
You have to see.
You know, I didn't notice this about this. And this is, I notice a lot. I'm usually really good about noticing when actors play the same kind of personality
right
in every movie, right? Will Smith did that for a long time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Up until Pursuit of Happiness and Or Ali. But I didn't notice that Tom Cruise does that a lot.
Yeah.
And my friend put it best. He goes, I go, no, he didn't. He played this character in this movie and that character in this movie. He goes, correction. He played a cocky this, a cocky that, a cocky this. It's always the fucking dude. He's a cocky dude in every movie. Well, but he's a quiet cocky where he's not the fucking like, woo! Yeah. Even though sometimes he blazed that guy too, but it's mostly like I'm the one that's good at everything. I'm cocky because I'm good. I'm the best fighter pilot in Top Gun. I'm the best fucking. I'm the best hitman in Collateral. Like he's never played the humble role. He's never played the shy role.
He started out. He ends different in Jerry Maguire.
Yes,
he starts as the cocky sports agent.
So, all right. So Saving Private Ryan. Number one with a bullet. I will put... Let me see here. Let me just continue with the list for a second before I give you... All right. So I think it's safe to say at this point that he did that one episode of Columbo that I was like, whoa, this is tremendous. I'll go with Jurassic Park.
Yeah. That one's on there for me, man.
You picked that one too?
Yeah. Again, like
to pick one that you didn't pick, I will go with Hook.
Oh yeah.
I love Hook. I love the movie Hook.
That's on your mountain.
You see, when you say it like that, when you ask me the same question in a different
tone,
you had the indentation.
Like, oh, so what's your mountain?
Addition,
oh, I'm gonna put Hook.
So that's
on your mountain.
That's robot.
Robots.
I laughed so hard listening back to that episode. You were like,
the robot.
Aliens or aliens?
Aliens. And I was like,
what the fuck was that? I Munich, man. You know what? I'll take off Hook from the mountain and I'll put Munich. Munich was an excellent.
Again.
You ever seen it?
Again, I started watching it and it got too heavy and I fell asleep.
Excellent movie, bro. Like, yeah, excellent movie. And
Eric Bana.
It's
So Saving Private Ryan, Munich.
Jurassic Park.
And see, you got one left. How do you fit it all in?
Believe it or not, that's not my problem right now. I'm really surprised. I was under the assumption, and I'm ashamed to say this because this was literally my old school pick this week. I thought he directed Batteries Not Included. I'm guessing he may have produced it. He probably did produce it.
Yeah.
I thought he directed it, and I was going to just go with that. I never saw Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
You're missing out. That's a great movie.
Don't talk to me until you see Stand By Me.
I know.
Then we could talk about missing out.
That is up there with
Stand By Me. But then again, I haven't seen A Bronx Tale, so.
Yeah, we each have our gaps.
Yeah.
You know, like where we're like, what? You've never seen that?
How the fuck have you never?
I get that. I do that to people and receive that from people at least once a day.
That's a Jim Gaffigan bit. You ever see that bit?
Yeah.
Where he's like, what do you mean? You haven't seen that movie. And he's like, obviously, I mean that I slept with your sister. That's obviously what it meant. Is that
clearly,
I
had sexually, clearly.
Like, he's like, people always get mad. What do you mean you haven't? Like, I just, what? You know what? I'm going to go, fuck, man. Because I don't want to pick the same. Because my gut would tell me to go with Indiana Jones last
year.
That would be my gut. Because I don't want it to be like we have the same mountain. So, for the sake of not having the same mountain, I will go with Minority Report. I like the movie a lot too. I did like it.
I
mountain worthy, better than Indiana Jones? No.
Yeah.
This actually wasn't as tough a mountain as I thought it was going to be. The Robert De Niro one was
actually tougher.
But then again,
there was
more movies to choose from. Yeah. So, but yeah, I'll go with Minority Report.
Here's the thing.
I didn't put Schindler's List on there on purpose. Here's the reason why. The movie was excellent. It was tremendous.
Yeah.
I saw that movie, so I was forced to see that movie against my will so many times in high school.
Yeah.
Every class, English, history, fucking science, every class. Like, look at the way the chemicals kill these Jews. Like, it was just so much.
And every, what kind of fucked up science teacher?
Well,
you
because it's one of those. It's
no,
one
he's
of
like,
those,
no, that was in history class. No, that was in my English class.
But what
like,
happens
whoa.
Is that for the joke of that is that every subject, every teacher would try to like twist it to like, this is the yeah, reason yeah. we're watching in this class. When in reality, as my friend Al Jackson has said, it's because you were up late last night yeah. drinking. So it's not that you want to teach us anything.
Hangover
it's
day. Wanna,
yeah, it's exactly. So, but that's the reason why. And I saw it so often, so many yeah. times. It just, it got to the point where I was like, ugh. And now I can't think about Schindler's List without thinking about Jerry Seinfeld making out.
In the
movie theater.
The movie Schindler's List.
So, but the movie's phenomenal.
Here, I left off.
Very deep.
I left off E.T.
I purposely left off E.T.
I purposely
one
left
of the saddest
E.T.
fucking movies. I think it was way sadder than people remember it to be.
Yes.
People always think of it as this wonderful childhood yeah. movie.
That movie is dark. That movie is fucking dark.
Yeah. And very. Like, it's like one of those, like, where hey, this isn't really. You know what movie is dark like that, too? And I think I talked about it when I saw it recently, is Gremlins.
Yeah.
Like, the fucking movie's like, hey, this is not cool, man. They fucking hang the dog. Like, hey, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, this is like a dark ass. Like, oh, look, it's like, remember that movie when we were kids? Like, I don't remember crying so much.
Gremlins is a horror movie.
Yeah. Like, that's.
They're monster. Oof. It's a monster movie, that yeah. Gremlins. But I left off, and actually, one of my favorite movies.
My wife, deathly afraid of E.T.
Really?
Deathly.
Afraid?
Afraid. Babe. Is she here? Okay, so what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna cue up the theme song for E.T. And my wife is deathly afraid of this movie. Like, she's like, it freaks her out. I am pretty much guaranteeing I'm not gonna have sex tonight. Pretty much.
You're whispering.
Inception. hold on.
I can't believe this is what. At this point, Mary has gone off to find his wife to scare her. I guess this is what married people do.
All right, so we were talking about Steven Spielberg mountains. My wife is in the building, by the way.
Welcome, the wife.
Hi,
the wife. So we were talking about Steven Spielberg mountains. Right. Okay. So I putting you on the fucking Steven Spielberg mountain. Have you seen? Because my wife hasn't seen as many movies as
okay.
So there's a lot of movies she's not gonna know. She's not gonna have seen, which is fine. Which is understandable.
We'll forgive her.
Thank you. I
yeah.
What am I doing?
Picking a mountain.
Your four favorite.
You've heard the podcast. You know what you're doing, right?
She's pretending like, what is
this? She's like, what? I don't ever listen.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
So you haven't even seen any of that. I'm asking.
Just looking through. Can I look through the list,
sure,
please?
Sure.
Thank you.
You don't like E.T.?
Why?
Okay. Hold on. Tell the audience this.
Why don't you like E.T.?
You don't like E.T.?
Because I don't like aliens, and it's creepy with the finger.
So
finger's creepy. That's why
Have you actually ever seen the movie?
Yes, I've seen the whole movie, and I've seen it more than once, and I don't like.
And you don't like? Have you seen it more than? Have you ever seen it as an adult?
No, because I don't like it.
Okay, when was the last time you saw the movie?
I don't remember.
Okay, so and you wouldn't want to even attempt to see it now? You don't understand, Mike. Even watching a clip of it or like anything, they could be. Anything that's related to E.T. will just flip her fucking wig. Like, if what? She just happened to hear...
You really brought me here for that?
It just...
Dick.
Wait, hold on. What is it we're listening to?
What?
So, wow.
Even if you were to hear, like, the ride in Universal Studios...
I don't like the ride.
I know you don't like... They got rid of it.
Thank God.
Why are you so mad at E.T.?
I'm not mad at E.T. Can you turn it off?
But this is beautiful.
You know, if I can't sleep tonight, I'm going to wake you up and I'm going to keep
But you're genuinely afraid of E.T.
I don't like it.
Genuinely afraid of E.T.
It's creepy. with the fingers. I don't.
The finger. So like when he when
this
it lights.
Is why you brought me in here?
So like when
because it, we were talking about.
So when it lights up,
we were talking
like he does the thing, like in his and he touches the heart. When the heart lights up, does that freak you out too?
Yes, and I don't like that he hides in the stuffed animals.
But he likes Reese's Pieces. That's cool. You like Reese's Pieces?
You have so much in common with E.T.
So much in common. What?
But like, okay, so you were a little kid.
No, I thought this was a serious question. I really hate both of you.
Well, but you haven't seen many of the movies. This is the actual topic. We were actually doing a Spielberg.
We were talking about it. Okay. And then Neri got all giddy.
And I got, because like, he goes, I didn't put E.T. on there. I'm like, hold on. One moment.
So E.T.,
because this is you are aware, honey. You are aware that this is a what's that word I'm looking for? Where it's not a this is a weird movie.
A phobia.
Like it is a weird phobia. A weird.
I'm not the only one. I know.
No, I don't
one.
Know anybody else.
My friend Stephanie. She counts.
You know what? She has a lot of movie knowledge, so I'm very surprised by that. Because Stephanie is one of those chicks that she. Like
it's
she knows
story.
She knows movies and stuff.
Uh-huh.
She knows like she doesn't just know chick movies. She actually knows
like real
movies. So yeah, she's fat, but yeah, there's a lot. Like so, I'm surprised at the fact that she. When was the last time you knew a hot chick that knew a lot about movies, about real movies, not just?
She was a character. In
exactly.
The movie.
All right. Exactly. Jessica Rabbit. Jessica Rabbit. It's the last woman. Who knew a lot about movies?
Press play again.
No, don't press play again.
Okay. We'll just add it in post and be like in the background underneath. I want you to talk to us about
the movie. Why you're afraid of?
Because it's a creepy alien. I don't like aliens. I don't like.
But so there's no other alien. Is there another alien movie that you go? I can't even stand a glance of it.
Bring up a picture of E.T.
Don't do that.
No,
I will. Walk
I'm
out.
Telling you, she will walk out.
Really?
Notice I didn't pick one where there's a fucking. I didn't pick a YouTube clip with the.
You have a genuine phobia.
Yes, I don't like it. I don't. It's creepy.
So, okay.
It creeps me out, and I don't like it.
So, are you afraid of being abducted by aliens?
No, I just don't want to
be
around.
Do you believe in aliens?
You believe that they exist?
I don't think so.
Yeah, that's kind of the way I feel about it, too, to be honest with you. Like, people be like, do you believe in aliens? I'd be like, not really. I don't have the balls.
I don't like the idea.
Yeah, I don't have the balls to say that they don't exist, but I don't believe that they exist. Like I don't know weird. I leave it open. Like
they're out there somewhere, but they've never been here.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're out there, but I don't believe it.
So
but they do freak me the fuck out.
So when you see
they do.
So when you see E.T.
Have you ever seen what's the M. Night Shyamalan
Signs?
Signs?
Yeah.
You ever saw Signs? Did that freak you out?
Yes, I slept with a water bottle in my bed for 2 weeks.
Well, at least you had a water bottle. At least you had protection.
Slept with a super soaker.
At least you had protection.
Yeah, yeah.
I did have protection.
Because that makes sense.
Did that make you sleep better, though? Did that let you sleep better?
No.
Even knowing that you had water, clearly you could defeat them. You have water.
Okay.
I would go hunting
one
them.
Water bottle.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
So, okay. So you're afraid of the idea of some extraterrestrial being taking you or being near you?
Being near me.
But it's not all aliens. It's just a creepy looking aliens. Because
what
there's
other
been,
alien do I
have? I'm trying to think of another movie.
Lilo
where
and Stitch.
That
Stitch
count.
Is
That's
an
a
alien.
Cartoon.
Oh. What? And it's because E.T.'s real.
Because
E.T.'s an actual.
They actually. You know, it's funny because that's the way he got his SAG. That's the way he got his SAG card. He got the alien. Got his SAG card from E.T. He came down.
Yeah.
He was looking for work. The little alien, the actual alien from outer space. And they were like, "Hey, I know it's kind
Rather
of like
than just sell his new.
I know it's kind of like pigeonholing you into this kind of role. I know you don't want to be."
Like, he
you
goes
know,
to audition for, like...
I know your cast type.
The best
you're type
friend.
Casted.
The best friend. And it's like, so, alien, have you ever considered...
E.T., please?
Okay. ...playing this as an alien?
For outer space?
It's like, no, I'm just going to be some guy, man. I'm just his friend that they grew up together, you know, in the neighborhood. And it's like, yeah, but as an alien, right?
This would be so
what
much
about,
cooler.
Okay, what about...
I really hate you both.
Have you seen... Okay. Have you seen...
Is it the movie that I wanted...
The X-Files?
No, I wouldn't watch the X-Files either. They're creepy the fuck out. Just the theme song freaks me the fuck out. I'm being honest with you. This is not to try to get me in less kind of trouble with her, because I know I'm already in trouble. But this is... I'm being honest. The X-Files really freaks me out. Aliens themselves freak me out, dude. The scary ones. E.T., to me, the reason I don't like the movie as an adult is because it's sad.
Yeah,
that's the reason I don't like it. It's not because it's scary. It's fucking sad, dude. It's depressing. When he's all white and he fucking they almost kill him, I'm like, hey, that really brings tears. Like, fuck you. I don't want to watch that, man.
And then your wife is like, yes, kill it.
Kill it.
Kill it with fire. Yeah. Kill it.
Fire.
Kill it.
Don't let him call his house.
Yeah. He's just trying to get a ride home. He's bringing more of them. It's like, kill him. Don't let him escape.
But X-Files, to me, that song is creepy
shit.
We should do a mountain for creepiest songs.
We should have
the X-Files theme song or the Unsolved Mysteries theme song.
I would say the X-Files because of all the imagery that goes associated with that. So, you know, like the weird guy face.
I've never seen it.
All right. You're missing out.
No, I'm not. I'm missing out from fear. I'm missing out on lack of sleep.
I think we should all sit down and watch Fire in the Sky together.
That one's not that scary. You even said that yourself.
No, but it's twisted. Like,
yeah, whatever.
It's the whole torture thing.
The only alien thing that, the only alien movie that I could think of nice aliens coming down, you haven't seen the movie, and we're going to watch it this weekend. But it's really, honestly,
what is it?
Batteries not included.
Oh, yeah.
It's really nice. They're like, they're not alien, like, slimy. They're aliens, like, little robotic.
Was that other alien movie we saw with the pool and the
Paul?
People?
Oh, Cocoon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cocoon. That one didn't scare me, but it kind of creeped
Cocoon
me out.
Cocoon scared you? Wait,
no,
hold
you know
on.
Why? You know why? Because it creeped her out because until they explained what they were doing, like when she saw the cocoons and them taking the cocoons, she was like, what's going on? And I wouldn't tell her. So the unknown was freaking her out. And then when she found out, is the OP was there? Oh, I'm good. I'm good with that.
You've got to be the only person to ever be scared by Cocoon.
Not scared. I'm creeped out.
You're creeped out.
Well, old people creep me out.
Old people.
Old people themselves just creep me the fuck out.
She's not creeped out by aliens because E.T., let's face it, he looks like a little tiny old.
He is a tiny. I didn't know. I honestly.
But he really does.
To be honest with you, I didn't know that about. She just informed me of some movie trivia. I didn't know that I was a midget in a suit. I should have but I didn't think about it. You know what I mean?
I didn't know that. I mean,
yeah, it's
I assumed it was
person.
A puppet.
It really is.
It's a little person.
So
I mean, I'm sure they had torsos.
Look,
that
we
were...
learned so much about your wife today that she's afraid of aliens. She doesn't like old or little people.
I didn't say I don't like old or little
I said
people.
I don't like old
he
people.
He said he doesn't like old people.
They are creepy. They smell weird. Old people.
Those are my
old
people. Those are my
heathos,
man.
I know, man. But what do you want me to tell you? I'm hoping. I probably not. I mean, look at me. I'm going to die of a heart attack sooner than that. Right?
That's great.
But I'm not wishing it.
I'm at the hospital. He comes and I fix him. What do you want?
That makes me feel so much better.
So, I don't know. There's another. What other alien movie? There's got to be other alien movies. Not
aliens.
All aliens. None. But there's got to be other alien movies where they're
nice.
They're
Paul.
Nice.
Did you see Paul?
No.
No. It has Seth Rogen in it. That was enough for me going, I'm all right. Something about Seth Rogen lately where
I know you're like pissed at Seth
Rogen. I'm not pissed. No, I'm not like Forrest with this guy. What's his name? The semi-fat one that was fat but now is not fat.
Jonah Hill.
Remember Forrest went off on Jonah Hill. But I just think Seth Rogen's kind of fallen off the... ever since he did Green Hornet, I'm like,
yeah,
we're done. We're on a break.
Yeah. We're breaking up.
We're on a break.
I'm sure he's very sad.
I know. He's losing my $17.
We've learned a lot about you, wife.
Okay.
What's your top five favorite movies? I asked Mike this earlier.
I struggled.
Question. He struggled.
I don't know. I'm not.
She's not the movie person.
Yeah. I don't know.
She struggled with time. With TV shows you struggled with.
Yeah.
I gave her two of them. I was like, what's your favorite TV show? She was like, Friends. And Friends. And she just stood there
like,
for like ever.
Four different episodes of Friends. Yeah, whatever.
And they're like, season five of Friends. And season. And I was like, I Love Lucy. She's like, yes, I Love Lucy. I'm like, okay. And what else? Like, so there's I Love Lucy and then Friends. And she just kept on. And I was like, holy shit.
I just fucking love Friends.
Oh, she loves fucking Friends. All right, so where's the baby? Baby's asleep?
Sleeping.
All right. Anything else you want to say? Want to talk about anything else?
I want to tell you that I hate you.
Yeah, I know you hate me.
Does it work when I sing? Or does
yeah,
it does.
Look at her face.
I'm going to go now.
Why
are you kicking my wife out? Why are you kicking my wife out?
Now I shifted off into the Star Trek theme. I don't know what to do. Oh, she.
Say bye. Say bye to everybody. Bye. No, say bye to the audience.
Goodbye, audience.
All right.
No.
She's so mad.
Do you
want to
kiss me? Nothing. Love you. You know what the fucked up part about this is? Because I've sabotaged myself not once, but twice. Because right now, and she's not like mad, like actually angry or mad. She's just like annoyed with me right now.
She's mad at me for singing
right,
that song.
But not only is she annoyed with me right now, but when she listens back to it, when the episode airs and she listens back to it, she'll be again annoyed then. So,
oh my goodness.
Tremendous. Tremendous.
Chris Kringle.
All right, so I think we've given you a good show. I've gotten my wife annoyed with me, pretty much guaranteeing you're not going to have sex today.
As you walk out, it's going to be like on tape that you're going to be like, baby, please, baby.
Baby, 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 baby. All right. Yeah. I scared the fuck out of you. But I make love to you. I don't know. I was trying to twist it too. I don't know.
Baby.
I don't know.
Oh, that was an attempt.
All right, so where is it? Oh, the roast of Roseanne Barr.
Right.
Really funny. You should watch it. Katie Siegel, the one from Married with Children.
Right.
The one from Son of Art.
Sons of Anarchy.
Anarchy. Holy fuck, she's hot, man.
She's MILF.
Maintained.
Yeah.
Well,
she's
like 50 plus. Like, oh my
She's
God.
Old, but she's still got body.
She is everything.
I never understood why Al didn't want to fuck her.
Even her. Thank you.
I never understood that.
Thank you. I was like,
Al Bundy should have been fucking his wife.
I would have been.
That's all I'm saying.
10 times from Tuesday. Like, why not?
Yeah.
I don't know. I would have fucked it till I came.
That's usually where you stop.
That's when. And then you go, I'm good.
All right.
How much is it? You got change for it? All right. So thank you guys for checking us out. Make sure you guys subscribe and retweet and tell your friends. Email us your choices for old school picks. Email us list. Don't, because that's something you just email us with one pick. Email us four or five, whatever, however many picks you got.
Whatever comes to your mind,
whatever
just drop
comes
it
to your
to
mind.
Us.
So that'd be great. And thank you guys for checking out the show. And I want to thank everybody in advance. I want to thank everybody for coming out to the CD recording. For those of you who are going to be there, I hope everybody does go out, check it out. You can buy the tickets online, and you've already heard the announcement from Mike. So thank you guys. I appreciate that. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope to see you there, because that's how winning is done.
You know, I'm a professional.
That's what everybody keeps saying. I'm just a professional. Everybody keeps saying that to me. I'm just a professional. I'm just a professional. I'm getting sick and tired of hearing that. You understand?
What are you going to do now?
What am I going to do? I'm going to leave. I got to go.
Good.
Yeah, I got
to. Okay. Hey, come on. Yeah. What about me?
Well, what about you? We've got 40 seconds.
Come on.
45.
Come on. Last wish, please.
Last wish. I wish you had more time.
I feel the need for speed.
You have something they want.
Two targets, rooftop.
I don't have anything.
Maybe you do and you don't know it.
How you all doing today?
Hi.
I'm fine. My name is Serge, and how can I help you?
I'm looking for Miss Jenny Summers.
It's very busy today. Maybe you give me your name?
My name's Axel Foley.
And what is pertaining?
I didn't understand what you said.
Pertaining, what it's meaning, regarding.
Oh, what's it regarding? I'm an old acquaintance of hers.
Donnie? One moment. Don't run and tell me, Summers, that Mr. Ahmed Foley is here to see...
Axel Foley. Axel.
Axel. Foley is here to see her.
Give me the missile key, Mr. Hunter. I'm the commander of this fucking ship! Give me that goddamn key!
Hey, life up, bitch.
Tower, this is Ghost Rider requesting a flyby.
Negative, Ghost Rider, the pattern is full.
No, ma'am, this is not a good idea.
Sorry, Goose, but it's time to buzz the tower.